It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I hadn't even thought about it. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. We're live at the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Gateway Buick GMC is at I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. The 2018s are out. If you're looking for a new whip. What about a pre-owned vehicle? I got them.
They have service bays?
37 of them.
Wow.
Yep. 37 of them.
A lot of bays.
A lot of bays, Jack. That's a nice bay, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
It's Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com.
I believe they call Hazelwood the city by the bays, because of all the service bays they have there.
I always thought that was San Francisco. You're saying it's Hazelwood?
That's the city by the bay. This is Hazelwood is a city with the bays. Very similar.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. Here's John Paul Morosi explaining how the longer the Stanton situation drags out, it could be beneficial to the St. Louis baseball Cardinals.
I do think, as we sit here today, the likeliest outcome is still that he goes to San Francisco. I still think that is the most likely outcome. I don't think it's above 50% yet, but I think it's the most likely outcome if a deal is going to happen in the next week. And I do think there's a fair chance that it will. I think that I said before, I think tomorrow could be the critical day, because you've already got the agreements in principle, or the framework at least, with the Cardinals and the Giants. Unless the Dodgers are really entering here, you've got your decision to make. And so if there's no decision by tomorrow, Casey, or Thursday at the latest, then I am more certain than ever that the Dodgers actually are involved and they're trying to find a creative way to make it work.
Yeah, that's what I would think. As it delays on and on, I would think the Dodgers are trying to do something, because that's where he wants to go. If he really wanted to go to either St. Louis or San Francisco, he'd probably be there by now.
Buster only had a few but I thought were thought-provoking tweets. One late last night, and then he continued the line of thought this morning. Players with no trade clauses, like Giancarlo Stanton, can handle trade talks by simply not responding to proposals forwarded by their employer. A pocket veto doesn't have to say yes or no, just no response, and can say accurately that he did not reject a trade. That was 9 hours ago. 2 hours ago, he continued, Marlins' handling of trade situation all but guarantees that Giancarlo Stanton will be booed for the rest of his career in St. Louis or San Francisco or both, which could have been avoided if Miami acknowledged his pivotal no-trade leverage from the outset and worked through him rather than around him. A comparable situation handled differently than the Marlins and Stanton, the Tigers and Verlander. To this day, we don't know what Verlander would have accepted or rejected with his no-trade clause. We only know that he accepted a deal to the Astros. A lot better for him.
Yeah, that's kind of true. But you don't know how willing Stanton's people were to share information anyway. That's the side that you just don't know. But I will say there will be ramifications for Stanton, because as the longer this thing goes and the more fan bases are considering the possibility that Stanton will be on their team, the more angry they will be when that doesn't happen.
I guess. Would you ever go and boo Stan if he winds up on the Giants?
No, I wouldn't.
Is there any reason at all to boo a guy who got traded and just wanted to go where he wanted to go?
And I get it. I feel like, and who knows? I thought one of the things was kind of like it was a 1.5 second part of the Craig Mish interview that was just, I don't know, I got to find a better word. But since I'm not good enough, I'll say interesting was...
Compelling?
That's de facto.
Thank you, Doug. Right. See, that's
intriguing.
That's why you're the best. I mean, I'm the best, but you're also the best. Intriguing is nice also. It's essentially a synonym.
But, and nice is not a great word to describe it, so I'm not going to think that's right, real praise right. Anyway. Yeah.
Pete Nice. Prime Minister Pete Nice.
There, I take
and it
that.
Was MC Search? That was Pete, an MC Search and Pete Nice? And
MC Pete Search Moss. Had MC Search in his carved in his head. Pete Nice had the
But he
scepter.
Wasn't an African-American gentleman,
No, he was
he?
Not.
I couldn't carve stuff into the back of my head. I might get hair transplants, but I can't carve like a message into the back. Plus, well, it's lopsided, so one way it'd look one thing. It'd be a whole thing.
Well, that's why he's in the Rap Hall of Fame.
Like
I'm sorry, but
motion.
The Caucasian wing. That's right. The Snow.
Oh, I didn't know Snow.
Yeah.
But my point, Doug, is
Jack
this.
Jack Snow?
No. Number 84?
Yeah, never got caught from behind at any time in his career.
Is that true?
Yeah. That was on his football card that I had when I was a kid. Jack Snow has never been caught from behind. I asked him about it once. He said, that's right. They never caught me.
Nice.
But boy, this Craig Mish, what he said was certainly compelling.
And that was that his lack of interest in St. Louis might not have to do with geography. It was a little throwaway line, but then you go, well, then what would it be? But he did say that. Do you recall him saying that?
Yes. Yeah. I thought he was just looking for another way to say St. Louis, saying geography.
Because one of the things that keeps getting said, which I guess I have some semblance of insight, although it's really more like TMZ kind of insight, but for as much time as Anna Marie and I would spend in Miami over the last few years, and it's not like I'm like, hey, where's Giancarlo Stanton live and what's he like? It didn't even cross my mind, but somehow, because we would always stay, Doug, Brickell, you like that Brickell?
Yeah.
We would stay in the Marlins ballpark's just a little west of there, I guess. I could always see it from the hotel. Never really, really full. But I don't know who it was that was telling us, saying, yeah, I mean, Stanton lives right across American Airlines Arena, which is, I guess, a little east, maybe northeast from the ballpark, but it still couldn't be more than a 5 to 10 minute drive. And nobody ever sees him out. He just doesn't go out. He's just focused on his job. He's not like you'll see him in Miami Beach. You'll see him in South Beach. So that he has a place. Obviously, it's an incredibly nice place, but he's just not like a party guy where there's some guys on the Heat who you know you're going to see, you know, everywhere. You're going to see guys on the Dolphins, although it's not like the Dolphins are chock full of celebrities. So the point being, one of the things that I feel like has kind of gotten advanced, and I get it. I don't blame people for saying it. Is that he's choosing partying and where he wants to hang out over winning. And I just don't think that that is the case. And maybe people are right when they say that, but here's the other thing. How old is he? He's 27 or 8?
I believe he's 26.
Giancarlo Stanton, whether he be 27 or 28, isn't going to be trolling for late night pickups at patios or ballpark village that just fell off the bowl at PBR. Respectfully, I submit this.
Does that work?
Yeah, but like,
it does.
If you're like, you know, handling a $10,000 portfolio at Edward Jones, not if you have a $300 million contract. So he's not going to be doing that. So I don't think he's like, well, you know, this bar in Clayton is nice, but I really want to be able to continue to hang out at Prime 112. I don't think that's what it, because in 2017, and this even is different from when I was covering the team on a regular basis, and the Cat, you may be able to speak to this, you may not want to speak to it, and I would totally understand why you wouldn't, but in 2000, when I was covering the team from 2000 through 2005 and down there all the time, and I was, you know, in my early 20s, and so if anything, the guys sometimes would be older than me, but we were certainly peers, and I would see them out. And it was just kind of understood. If I saw them out and they were wasted or whatever, I just wouldn't say anything. It's just, you know, understood. Now, because of phones, because of TMZ, they just don't really go out that much. And if they do, it's going to be kind of in an area where they're not going to be bothered. It doesn't matter if you're at the level of Stanton or if you're at the level of take your pick of what utility middle infielder it might be. They hang out more at their hotels. If they want to get laid, it's just like any other 20 or 30 something, use an app. You don't have to go and troll and you can hang out in your room and, you know, that's what's going on more so than what was a decade or so ago where people were going, and certainly 20 and 30 years ago, where if you did want to get laid, then you got to go out and
Cardinal
and
players it. Used to be behind the bar at patios.
That I is mean, correct.
They were behind Doug, the bar.
I think there was a statue of Ray King, or it just was Ray King at the end
of
the bar.
It was a different time.
Sure. But they were serving
happen.
The drinks?
Yeah. No, they would go back there and fix themselves drinks and give free drinks to whoever they wanted. And I wasn't even around, but I've heard stories from the guy who used to own it, how they had carte blanche to do whatever they wanted there, and there was a lot of interaction. It is a different time, and folks don't want that stuff on video. But
and I can't blame them. I don't blame them. Like, if I were in that position, I wouldn't. Tim is bringing the heat on EJ. Who's EJ? EJ Manuel was a quarterback with the Bills 2 years ago.
Eddie Jordan was a point guard in the NBA.
But I haven't talked about him in a couple of shows.
Elvis Justello?
Nice.
Boy, that's ridiculous. That could be the worst thing said this week, and we've said some dumb things. Elvis Justello. And here's something that may be worse, too. You know, your premise that, you know, it's not like Stanton wants to be close to whatever prime steakhouse or whatever. Let's remember another superstar that played here. And again, it was a different time, but Julian Tavares loved, he loved the Cheesecake Factory. And I would venture to guess.
He had those in lots of towns. You wouldn't pick a team to go play for because of the proximity of the Cheesecake
He liked the Cheesecake Factory at the Galleria. That was his Cheesecake Factory.
It's a good one.
Because he said they became his friends, the people there. So even when he wasn't hungry, he would just go there and hang out. So you never know.
The portions are
But you know what's going to happen?
For sure.
If Stanton chooses to sign with the Giants, perhaps it's geography. Perhaps there are other reasons, but immediately people are going to say he didn't want to sign here because he knows this is a crappy ball club, or he doesn't like Matheny, which there's no proof of any of that, but people will have to put something out there instead of saying, hey, he didn't want to play in St. Louis until Stanton goes on the record and explains it.
Which I don't necessarily see happening, but who knows. Tim, you were talking about Eric Johnson, the former Blues great. Thanks, that's from Peter Dinklage's third leg.
I don't
leg.
Think that his name came up at all.
Yeah, we really haven't talked about him in a while. I don't know
First
who EJ
pick.
Is. I don't know.
Ernie Johnson?
Great broadcaster.
Yeah, sure is.
I'll tell you what, I could have zero interest in whatever game that was on TNT, but I'll watch Barkley, Kenny the Jet, Shaq and Ernie Johnson.
Will you?
Oh my God, it's great. That's that show. I think the show that started that kind of hosting pre-post game was Fox's. And I really feel like Terry Bradshaw was the key and is the key to that thing having the feel that it has. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like every show tries to do that same kind of life, and they just can't execute it. So everybody is a comedian.
Right. Everybody's just laughing. Like you just said the funniest thing I've ever heard, frankly.
Eric Johnson date Aaron Andrews at one point.
Ernie Johnson?
Ernie Johnson?
Eric Come Johnson.
On. Oh, Eric Johnson.
Eric. Oh, I don't know about that.
She was dating someone.
Because Ernie
boy.
Johnson's like Mr. Yeah. Family Man.
Yeah, he's 60
well,
something.
The texter was talking about Eric Johnson, wasn't he?
Eric Johnson. We were talking about Ernie Johnson, host of the NBA show.
No, I know, but dating, I was going back
was
to the
dating,
Eric
Ernie
Johnson.
Grunfeld, right?
Is I that... thought she dated Elvis Justello.
She was dating a blue player, and it might have been Eric Johnson. I don't know.
If I still operated this radio station, I think I'd send you home after the Elvis Costello thing. Say, why don't you take the rest of the day off and come back better tomorrow? Tim, the guy is talking about Edward Jones. Also, can we take Stanton down a notch and call him Mike again? You're the best, Tim. Thanks.
Yeah, Mike would be easier to say.
Oh, the Edward Jones $10,000 portfolio.
Yeah,
well, I'm not taking a shot at Edward Jones.
Why
I'm
would
talking
you take
about
it's one of our nation's, our city's finest employers?
I'm talking about a guy acting like he's bawling so hard and say, well, I'm a stockbroker and he's managing a $10,000 portfolio. That's what I'm saying. My point is Stanton is not going to be hanging out at Ballpark Village looking for the girl falling off the bull to take back to his chateau, wherever that chateau may be.
I've got a nice ranch lined up in Rock Hill, recently renovated, fairly new roof, and it's got a fire pit in the back.
That fire pit would be a game changer. Nice.
Couldn't find anything like that in San Francisco.
No, you couldn't.
Or L.A. I'm confident of that.
I'm just trying to do my part.
Okay. I still would rather see them go out and get two good players instead of Stanton.
Wait, you're saying two good players
JD
better
Martinez,
than one good player?
J.D. Martinez is a free agent. It's not going to cost you any of your players.
Well,
and a lot less. And you go out and get Donaldson or somebody, and it's not going to cost you $295 million, and it's not going to cost you three or four more players.
I'm going to look up, because, you know, I recall earlier on in the season, and by the season, I mean the offseason, there was talk about Martinez with a $200 million contract, and I'm just like, what in the world? And then I looked up his numbers, and I go,
pretty good.
He's a heck of a player.
They're pretty good. I mean, he had 45 home runs in 17.
He flies under the radar because he was up there in Detroit.
OPS, you know, I mean, outstanding OPS.
All those numbers are good and pretty consistent, too. I mean, he is better.
So he does, you're right. He flies under the radar. So that's a mistake on my part to just dismiss it.
But
although, if I'm not mistaken, Derek Gould, and I could be wrong, Derek might correct me. I thought he reported, and this is where I was going with you earlier on in the offseason, that the Cardinals would not be interested in J.D. Martinez. Now, maybe things have changed, of course, because things change, and they may have thought they were going to get Stanton.
Well, he was traded away and then killed it, so I don't know if he's flying under the radar so much anymore.
Right, 29 home runs in 62 games.
I think you're buying high right now on J.D. Martinez. As good as he's been, he was even better, you know, in his recent history, so you're buying high.
You're certainly buying high on Stanton, too. He's never had anything close to the season he just had.
I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying that it's. I don't think he flies under the... My premise to my whole point was, I don't think he's flying under the radar at this point. He's not getting as much attention as Stanton, but I don't think he's flying under teams' radars by any stretch.
Doug, if Stanton ain't trying to be my wingman at BPV, then I don't want him. I am tired of it. Thank you.
That makes sense. That makes a world of sense to me.
What we want is a guy who comes to St. Louis and then hangs out with a radio show producer. Like, who was that guy?
Larry Bigby.
We want a Larry Bigby type.
That was a strange thing.
That was strange.
And I'm surprised we didn't really focus on that more at the time. But yes, so much so. This is, of course, the cat and I are talking like everyone knows what we're talking about. It's great broadcasting.
Right.
For whatever reason, the brief acquisition of Larry Bigby, and I believe it was 2006, so I think he has a ring. He wasn't around past May, I don't think.
He had an extended hernia or distended or whatever they call it, were sticking out.
Who did they get along with Bigby? Was it Aaron Miles? Because he came from Colorado.
I think so.
And for whatever reason, and maybe this needs to be part of another Buck Swope joint, producer Joe and Larry Bigby would hang out to the point that it was almost kind of like, yeah, of course I'm hanging out with Biggs this weekend.
How often did they hang out?
It was a brief thing, but it was often.
I got another matching that seems improbable that also was true. Adam Kennedy would hang out with Brent Stover. But it's true. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. And people like accuse me, oh, you just want to be buddies with the players. I'm a 55-year-old man, okay? I'm not hanging out at clubs with I go back to the hotel room and try to sleep.
M&M is a Buck Swope joint.
But back when those guys were younger, players were in the same sort of peer group, and so they did hang out. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But it was a little curious.
And I guess when I look back, and I guess to an extent that happened, but it was always, if we did, it was always understood, don't talk about baseball. And nobody said, don't talk about baseball. It's like if somebody maybe brought up baseball, then it kind of got a little awkward. But I was out, there was one night at spring training, Tales from the Past, and I think it was the night that me, you, and Martin, and producer Joe went to dinner with Edmonds, where both of you acted like you were reaching for your wallet. And I said, I'm not even going to bother because I know he's paying for it. And I still think that was the right move, to not act like I was going to pay for it.
Well, it came back to bite me because when we traveled together from a series back to St. Louis together, and I had to go ahead and get a town car because you couldn't trust the cab to wait for you at, you know, it might have been at Wrigley or something. So you had to get a town car. And there was no offer of payment from the other side with the guy that made $100 million either.
But no, so Jim paid for dinner, and then we wound up going out. You did not, because that is, as you said, in 2006, you're doing the same as 2017, not having a taste. But we went out, and it was one of the bars across from the Cardinals spring training thing. So for people who have been to Roger Dean Stadium, there's that little, I don't even know what it is now. It's like an apartment complex, but there's some, like, Jumbie Bay, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And we just got, and I was in awe of the way some of the Cardinals, not naming names, could put down booze. I mean, but I guess if you're on the road and you're in your 20s and you're making a bunch of money, it's like, it's kind of what you do. And they could just drink and effortlessly. And I remember thinking Martin probably could drink, could outdrink anybody. And these guys are just laughing, just like, this is out of control. And I used to wear this Titleist hat that I just would wear everywhere.
And they sold a lot because you wore them, and then they sold
then now
a lot.
You see guys on the PGA Tour wearing Titleist hats.
I remember
that. Of course,
that's true.
Because you did, PGA Tour takes their cues from you.
And this Titleist hat is, what's a, how is this germane to the story, or you just want to throw it out there?
No, no, no. They're not a sponsor yet, but let's see what happens at Belle Reve in August. So I'm sitting there with the Spiezer, and amongst others. I think Martin might have still been there. I don't know why I can't picture producer Joe at this thing. Maybe he
was with Big B.
Maybe he was dealing with the bleeding anus situation.
Oh.
Although I don't know if those are similar years.
That had nothing to do with Big B, did it?
No. And Spiezio, who was one of the people there, shockingly, reaches across, because I hate that hat. Like, okay, I just had just met him like a couple hours earlier. Nice enough guy. We were enjoying ourselves, and just starts shredding it and just ripping it to pieces in front of me and throws it on the table.
And what did you do?
Okay. What do you think the team's going to do?
That was pretty cool. He took my hat.
No offense. I couldn't run faster away from a night like that. I don't want to see those things. You know, when you're my age on the road, you know, you want to get back to your hotel, crank the AC to 67 and watch Deadliest Catch and try to go to sleep.
Get hooked up to the iron lung machine.
Yeah,
see if you can live through another night.
Honestly, like the last thing I want to see is, okay, they had too much and now there's an incident that I am a firsthand witness of. No, thank you. I'd rather be back in my room with the AC cranked, because at home I can't crank the AC because I am not the king of my castle.
How many odd little injuries that we never saw or anything do you think could be contributed to players just in general having too much fun the night before or getting drunk and hurting themselves somehow?
Zero.
You think it never happened?
I'm going to say zero.
I'm not saying
guys being hung over, I'm certainly over the course of the game. I mean, you can't imagine how many times it's happened. And that's one of the things. And I can't, who was I listening to? I don't know if it was a podcast or if it was on the station here. Somebody was saying something. It might have been Holiday, actually, I think, on your podcast, which, for real, if you weren't here, I would be saying this. I love the Cat Chat podcast because the guys are the cat and they're comfortable saying some stuff. And so you get some stuff. So I'm looking forward to listening to Lance Lynn and the Holiday one especially. And I think somehow you brought up criticism, although I don't know how much criticism he experienced, but who knows? I feel like that came up. Or no, you were asking about getting into broadcasting. That's how it came up.
Yeah, and being criticized and then either being criticized as a broadcaster or having to criticize teams with guys you
and
know.
And he said, and it's the same thing that when I did the show with Edmonds that he said, and it would kind of be like, I wish you would say more, but at the same time, it's the truth. And Holiday said the exact same thing, and it was, I probably have a tough time with criticizing, not necessarily because I'd have a tough time with criticizing, I'm obviously paraphrasing, but because there's so much stuff that's going on in the clubhouse that is never made public that factors into decisions that it would be tough to get that vocal about it. And so like he was saying, because I think you recorded it with him right after like one of the games of the World Series, and you're going, and he said, you know, it'd be easy to criticize, you know, who the hell's the man? Dave Roberts for starting Yu Darvish, when then clearly Kershaw came in and he was able to deal. But that's now, you know, after the fact, and who knows what Kershaw's health was at the time. And he goes, that's the tough part, because having played the game, I know that there's a bunch, so much stuff. And as I've said a number of times, the most eye-opening experience on that for me wasn't hearing Edmonds say it. It was being down at the ballpark for so many games in the 2003 season when La Russa wrote Three Nights in August, thinking I knew what was going on. And then he wrote that book and I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know any of this stuff, and I was there. And it's like, that's why I think that I don't scream and rant and rave on the radio, just because I'm like, yeah, either I know that there's a reason for this, or my guess is there's a reason for it, but the manager or the coach
can't
or the GM
or
can't say, and it's a tough spot, which is why, going back to Stanton, I don't know how this situation plays out. As Buster Olney observed, Verlander may have rejected a bunch of different cities. We don't know. With this, because of the way this has been handled, leaked, Now you got a situation where, and how much will it materially impact Giancarlo Stanton's life, you know, outside of getting booed, if he does get booed in St. Louis or San Francisco, minimally. But now he's in this weird spot that Verlander might have been in all of July, but nobody knew about it except for the final hours of the trade deadline. And that is why I don't know. I suppose it makes for horrible radio, but I don't want to be dishonest and like start screaming about, say, James Franklin calling a timeout before a field goal in a 56-0 football game just for the sake of, man, he tells it like it is.
One of the things I asked Lance Lynn about, which I still think there's a lot of stuff we don't really know about, was the episode in the World Series where he was not.
Did he talk about that? Did he finally come clean on that? Someday somebody will.
He didn't come totally clean, but he did give his opinion. Like when he got up to warm up and he's like, looking at you, you sure you want me to do this? Because you just told me I was pretty much off limits. Are we doing this? Like he was trying to telegraph. And he went out there and did the best he could. And he said he can't remember exactly what La Russa said, but it might have been, what are you doing here?
This was 2011, the game in Texas.
Game 5 World Series, Jack.
Yeah. I thought they said at the time someone might have been in the bathroom. No, did that come out at one point?
Oh, it was a record. Like somebody brought a newspaper?
The official story was, at the time, it was so loud and the phones didn't work that well. And Lance, and it was supposed to be Mott, and somehow it was Lynn, and Lance said, that doesn't sound like Lynn and Mott are, you know, something you'd get confused about.
Doug, if you say Lynn and then you say Mott, you're like, okay.
Very similar sounding. So that was their excuse? The phones didn't work right?
Yeah. It was very loud and I don't know.
And then once a guy takes a few steps in from the bullpen, does that mean he's automatically in the game? Couldn't La Russa have said, no, the other guy?
Yeah. I would. No, there's a lot of things that... If there's a conspiracy theory out there about this, I think those things still live because I don't think it's been really cleared up. Because you could have said, no, I didn't want... You don't go out... Like, if I came in one morning and, let's say, Jake Query was sitting there, I wouldn't say, what are you doing here? And then we start the show. I'd say, hey, anyone know what happened to Doug? Right?
I don't know.
So that's put correct. In broadcasting terms because I'm really, really good.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
That was certainly
so
a weird
it's worth.
Moment.
So really, what it all gets down to is that the Cat Chat podcast is award winning. Tim's dad has bestowed an award on my podcast that it's the best podcast that Tim isn't doing.
Right.
So it is. So we do have one award under our belt,
but it's not even tied for first. It's second place.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. It's a participation award.
Calling the nation all day.
Man, I like that drop a lot.
He's great.
I like that drop a lot. Tim, this discussion reminds me of the time Doug had a little too much to drink and ripped my shirt to shreds and then licked my nippy nips raw.
Who was it?
I'm a submissive bottom.
Mae Young's newborn hand just got suspended a period of 2 days' time for what he said. His name is going down in the Hotshots leather-bound suspension logule. I'm writing it with an ink pen. I can no longer tell you which ink pen I'm writing it with.
They better get back on board. And Tim, I like the way you did that too. You were like, and a lot of players were there. And, you know, you implied that there was over. So I'm not going to name names, but I was there with Spezio.
Right. You're like, well, that's the one that
everyone
we're aware of. Yeah. Yeah, but he is the one who took my hat.
And ripped it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, he took my hat. He ripped it up.
And I loved that hat.
Well, you know what you say? Hey, Major Leaguer, why don't you dip into your wallet there and give me $100 so I can go buy another, or you're going to find yourself pinned to a wall back there.
Wonder how that would have played.
Yeah, you think he could have taken him?
No, I think you got to put it out there.
Mm. You think there's ever been a Cardinal player that you could physically intimidate?
Bo Hart, hard worker.
He was a little bigger than you.
Comparable. Doug, how many wine coolers does it take until you're loaded? Thanks, that's from Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Me? Not many, because I don't drink hardly at all.
Mm.
So wine coolers probably... 4 or 5, I'd probably be drunk on 4 or 5.
Like Bartles and James, bro?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, when you're out to dinner, maybe you have a beer or a glass of wine, do you stop at 1 or 2?
I don't. I don't order it at dinner. I don't. If I go out to a party or something, maybe 2 beers, 3 would be pushing it. 10, 11,
what if it's like a neighbor 12, that you 13, walk to? 10?
15, 15 no. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Doug, send emails in if you'd like. The Hot Shots email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. Could you tell the audience about our title sponsor? Because without him, we cease to exist and we go into oblivion. And can you imagine what the St. Louis radio landscape would look like without us?
Well, the landscape would look pretty bleak without the number one mortgage lender in the Midwest, too, because people couldn't afford their homes. So they wouldn't buy. They'd just be homeless. But Ryan Kelly makes sure you're not homeless because he can give you great rates on mortgages. You're thinking, well, I can't afford that house. Well, check it out. Check out, see what the rates are. They're very low. They're at historic lows.
Good for you.
And Ryan Kelly can make you happy. He can put you in the house of your dreams, probably, with some of the rates that he's got. Also, if you're carrying a lot of credit card debt, that's nonsense. The average household has more than $16,000 in credit card debt. That's nonsense. Over 70% of households have the equity right there in their home to get rid of that. So with a cash-out refinance with the Home Loan Expert team, you can get those credit cards paid off once and for all, and maybe at the same time get the house of your dreams. Ryan Kelly's done that for a lot of people. Twice I've refinanced with Ryan Kelly. I got what I want. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Hey.
Yeah, what?
I just realized that a female posted on the fan page.
We don't have any of those, do we?
That she thinks Nicole Scherzinger is really neat.
So why would someone put that on the fan?
Good stuff.
Maybe she's curious.
You think so? You think maybe she did that just to elicit some sort of response from you?
Well, the gentleman of the fan page posting pictures of attractive women is par for the course. So when I saw the thread, I just shot on past it. I didn't scroll down. I shot on past it.
Right. It's cooler that way.
But I really do. I think Nicole Scherzinger, and I don't know if she's had the August Ames Brio lip surgery, you know, the injections, the collagen thing.
I don't know.
I kind of feel like she might have, based on a couple of these.
Going for the catfish look?
I don't know what the deal with that is. But maybe women look at like guys who are like me are going to get hair transplants and go, I wonder why they did that. You know, so I don't know. So maybe other women think it's, I don't get it. I'm disappointed in August Ames. I like her. Okay.
Do you?
I just don't know why she did it.
I don't either. I think women want to have the big full lips like Angelina Jolie, maybe.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, you didn't see
Lisa Rinna had the big lips, and they like that's what they're going for. I don't understand it.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, because...
Lip injections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole thing that we bring that up, it seems too much. But I did happen to see on Twitter that there's a woman from another land who has had like 20 plastic surgeries so as to look like Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Have you seen her?
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, it's unsettling to me.
It didn't really work out very well.
You saw it?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
And the doctors that keep performing these surgeries, you have to wonder what they're doing, right?
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for this. What is nice words. I appreciate it so much.
Well, the doctors are cashing the paycheck. That's what they're doing that for.
But they're obviously destroying someone physically, too.
Well, they probably don't think so. I don't have anything against someone thinking they can improve themselves, feel better about themselves.
Which I'm fine with. I'm not judging that. But she's had so many. Have you seen what she looks like? You said you did.
I think I did, yeah.
And you think it's good?
I was wondering if that was a real story. I just thought it might be like something getting passed around on Barstool. But I guess you've seen it, and I doubt you're following Barstool.
No, I just saw it on Twitter, and I saw a couple of versions of it. So maybe it is fake. I don't know.
Like the hair transplant thing, for me, I don't think I could get back to looking like Quinn Snyder, for example.
Probably not.
So I saw like Urlacher got it done, and he's very public about it. And I'm like, I wonder why he did that, because I thought he was doing just fine with the shaved head thing, and now he kind of looks like Kevin James, you know? So I don't get it. So then I worry, like, if I did get it done, that's the lid I would have.
And you'd look like Kevin James.
Right.
I don't think every hair Kevin transplant James makes someone look like Kevin James.
Well, I mean, like everybody, not everybody, but the vast majority of actors in Hollywood have to have had that done, I guess. I don't know, because they all have full heads of hair, and that's just not, of course, how the aging process works for men. So I don't know. I don't know. So clearly there's some great technology out there to get it done, but when I see a guy who made tens of millions of dollars in Brian Urlacher come out of it looking like Kevin James, going, oop, then I'm
I guess if you're uncomfortable with it.
But I'm not. See, you can afford fine it. With it. And it's
but no, like, if he was.
But I'm
he
surprised by that. You know? I don't know.
What I'm talking about is someone who does something beyond. I don't care if someone wants to do something, get a nose job or what. God bless if that's what. But this woman doesn't even look human anymore. That's what I'm saying. And I think it's past the point of being subjective about it. That's what
she probably had a really bad doctor.
Doug, I'm pretty sure Nicole Aniston did that and looks terrible. Thanks. Stubby applause.
I don't know about that. I know a lot of it would have to do with the skill of the plastic surgeon.
How old are you?
I'm 83 years old.
Because you look good. And that's why I'm saying you should probably let some moisturizing cream use your name and likeness, and it's like,
oh yeah, that'd be fun.
We'll call it Doug Vaughn's Fountain of Youth, and we'll market that product together. We'll go into business. I'll take 64.7%.
Yeah, that's industry standard. Yeah. We start up an LLC. Okay.
And we'll pay for some late night commercials. You'll be the front man, and you'll go, hey, Doug Vaughn, you know me from the
I would like
Doug's
to be
Big
introduced
channel.
As 70s heartthrob Doug Vaughn.
And then you go out there with your plucky spirit and your boyish good looks, and we peddle some moisturizing cream.
Okay.
And next thing you know, we say to the Bitcoin guys, Bitcoin. Hey, you poor slobs, get out of the way.
Right.
Because we're making the real money here with moisturizing.
Like that,
here's the early, in case you haven't seen, here's the Urlacher result. I'm surprised by that. That one caught me off guard. But hey, like I said, to each their own. I'm just saying, if that's the best that he can get out of it, then I'm not going to get even that good, and I have no interest in that.
Well, what did you expect his hair to look like?
That you could get fuller than that, because like he still has like the large forehead thing going.
Well, that could just be his natural hairline, though. Yeah. He's a big guy with a big head.
Watch this, El Gato Grande.
I had a huge forehead when I was 15 years old.
The ladies like it?
No,
why
no,
do you
they
always
did not.
Bring that up? You're a handsome,
no, they
you're
did
a
not.
Handsome man.
Handsome devil, actually.
You're a handsome man, all right? For your age, yeah. I mean, any age, but specifically for yours, you look good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're going to do this moisturizer thing.
Yeah.
70s heartthrob, Doug Vaughn. I like how that sounds. If we're going to use that to sell this moisturizer,
okay, and then you come out,
I like
and
the
I don't,
sound of it.
And I'll direct it, because as you know, that's how I made my bones in this business, by
right.
directing.
Sure, yeah.
And I would say, I don't want you to walk, Doug. I want you to sashay out.
Do you?
I want you to ooze plucky spirit.
All right.
Hi. I'm 70.
Hi, I'm 70s heartthrob Doug Vaughn.
You probably noticed how good I look.
You probably noticed just how good I look.
Would it surprise you to know that I'm 84 years old?
Would it surprise
this
you to know?
This is a nice spot.
I'm 84 years of age.
If you want to look as good as me.
If you'd like to look as good as me.
I'll let you in on a little
secret. I'll let you in on a little secret.
This little miracle over here.
This little miracle right over here.
We call it.
We like to call it.
Doug Vaughn's
Doug
Fountain
Vaughn's
of Youth.
Fountain of Youth.
So get out your checkbooks, old folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not bad.
That's a nice spot.
And it's a moisturizer cream.
That's
say.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't use moisturizer.
Well, you
probably should.
For the commercial, you do.
Okay.
It's like Tim and the dog that he had.
Right. Dixie. Doug, could you tell the audience about the STL tax lawyer, or would you not want to do that?
No, this is probably a good time to do it as I sit here and watch Bitcoin continue to go up and up and up. It's close.
Well, you are all
it's
over.
It's close to 13,000 now.
He's obsessed with Bitcoin.
I had people at work tell me it was 7,000. You ought to get into this. You ought to get into this. No, it's a bubble. No, no. A lot of people have got into it. A lot of people make fabulous profits. If you've invested heavily in Bitcoin or other virtual currencies, you need to listen to this. We have a tax division attorney named Mark Milton who can help you. You know, the IRS has asked a federal judge to force Coinbase to turn over its entire list of Bitcoin account holders. Why, do you ask? Well, equipped with this information, the IRS can begin targeting taxpayers who have not reported their Bitcoin gains on their tax returns. You can get yourself in trouble. If this message is giving you heart palpitations, you should contact Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com today for a free consultation regarding your Bitcoin-related tax issues. Mark Milton is a former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney. His website again, stltaxlawyer.com. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Jennings is now in the Nicole Scherzinger thread with Stephanie, who posted it, and it is very hot. It is very, very hot.
Because Jay got in there, he got in the mix, did he?
He's helping the cause.
Uh-huh.
Man, I like lesbianism a whole bunch.
Well, you can watch MSNBC and get it on a nightly basis.
I don't know what you're trying to say, but I do know that the Barstool chicks have a thought on Rita Ora and Conor McGregor.
Okay.
Rita Ora posted a picture with Conor McGregor and wrote Dick Night, which, let me tell you, does not help the Conor McGregor is monogamous argument. Rita Ora is trying to stir up some controversy. She's always on the back burner. She tries to throw herself into the spotlight. Okay. Rita Ora, she's a bad bitch. It's attention-seeking, whatever, she looks hot. Bad side. Conor McGregor has a very long-term girlfriend. He has a child.
She must be pissy in that picture.
Listen, if I saw this picture, I would probably kill Conor McGregor.
Yeah. I don't think this picture is Conor McGregor's fault. This picture is Rita Ora.
I think it's both of them.
No, it's Rita Ora.
I think it's Rita Ora looking for attention, but I also think it's Conor McGregor falling into Rita Ora's trap.
This is panning out exactly how Rita Ora wanted it to pan out. Everybody's talking about her.
You know what? So, Rita Ora, you won. Because here I am talking about you and Conor McGregor. Meanwhile, you guys are probably nothing, but also Conor McGregor cheats on his girlfriend.
I'm just going to live in my little world where that doesn't happen.
Who's Rita Ora?
She's a singer.
Okay. Big time gal.
Yeah, she was super popular, and then there were allegations that Hove and Queen Bee had an MFF, which is, of course, the less popular than the MMF with Rita Ora. And then it seemed like all of a sudden she kind of faded, but now I guess she's experiencing resurgence. And what's going on here, Plowhawks? I know you like the Barstool chicks. Team Fran and Rhea.
You're Fran all day.
I'm Fran all day, although I disagreed with her take this time. But that's healthy in a relationship that she doesn't know who I am, that, you know, we disagree on some things.
And what part did you disagree with on Team Fran?
She was blaming this on the female when it's clear that Conor McGregor is out whining and dining with this other female. Yeah. So I don't know how he's in the clear on that.
I don't either.
So I didn't see Fran's take, but I obviously have no idea who Rita Ora is.
No.
But
seems to me she just wants attention.
It's a juicy topic.
Yeah. Not really.
No, it isn't, I know.
Yeah. I don't know who she is and I don't really care, so I was actually
do you find her to be fine?
Oh, yeah, I she does look a little bit like Beyonce too. At least the picture that was shown with her and Conor McGregor, her all dolled up, she does have similar features, Doug, to a Beyonce, or Queen Bee, they call him.
You see the other day, Floyd Mayweather said that he carried Conor McGregor in the fight, just so it would go a long time. You think maybe that was the first thing you would say if you're going for a rematch to cash a big check again?
Well, there was speculation after the fight that this first fight was so that they could go back to the money trough and do it again.
Yeah.
McGregor didn't really look like a top-flight professional boxer. I'm not saying he's not a tough guy, not in great condition, but he didn't look like the same class. By the same token, Mayweather's not a spring chicken either.
No.
41 bills. If I was incredibly wealthy, I'd have a stable and be banging them two at a time. Thank you. Fred, Astire.
Fred. That's a high rate of diseases and possible kids. If I'm loaded, I'm not about to make a mistake. So,
really?
Yeah. So I wouldn't be banging them two at a time.
Monogamy for you.
I go on a lot of vacations, you know. Yeah.
Where would you go?
You probably have a portable stove to cook your Nina's pizza.
First thing I do is, you know, wire my parents and my sister some cash, then build a house, figure out where I'm going to build the house and hire a bunch of people to do that so I don't have to worry about that, and then go on vacation. Yes, Kat.
What I get? Anything?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, when you got your first place, I gave you a little housewarming gift. I thought you'd pay it forward or something.
I would buy this station and we would go global. It would be great.
Why would we need to go global with this thing?
because I think a lot of people who haven't heard it need to hear it.
You do. Another country.
Make the world a better place.
Yeah, I think this thing could play well in India.
You do.
First thing you got to do is open that studio over there, the commenter studio.
Oh, the cock studio.
We've not had one person come in yet, have we?
Not yet.
Hey, fellas, did someone say nose job? Please give Nose by Nyack a consideration. Also good potential for ad dollars for this show. Tim, I know you're in moneyed circles.
Nose by Nyack?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Is that a plastic surgery center in town?
So it's just a guy like texting in about
I don't know. Nose plastic. By Nyack. Huh.
Isn't Nyack where you...
It's where I grew up. Nyack, New York, Rockland County. Nestled right there on the Hudson River.
Yeah, this one's located on Lindbergh.
Nose so we need by to go Nyack? Over there?
No, I don't know if it's Nose by Nyack, but it's Dr. Laxmish
Nyack. And he just texted in, I guess?
Say it again.
Dr. Laxmish, Laxmeesh, Nyack.
Lacknish Nyack.
Guys, last night I pointed out that Plowboy sounded like the biggest idiot going. Right now he sounds like an effing genius. Nice turnaround, bud. Thanks. That's Timmy Tom Tom.
Good. Glad I could rebound.
Because of your take on Fran?
It was a legit take, so I'm glad I got that out of the way, and I'm glad the guy agrees.
Let's be honest. We all take turns sounding like idiots on this
I'm
show.
I'm on the redemption tour right now, so I'm glad the guy agrees with my take.
But Iggy is, he's taping something?
He's interviewing Mick Foley right now.
Oh, is he? Well, we should have had him on this show. He's a better guest.
Iggy wasn't that excited because he wrote a children's book, and he goes, I got to ask him about the children's book, then I can get into the stuff I want to ask him about.
Okay.
Since Plowsy's into cucks, would he pay others to have sex while he watches if he were loaded?
I'm like a cuck connoisseur. I just know when I see a cuck, it doesn't mean I'm into it
you
personally.
You can spot it.
I can spot it from a mile away, Doug.
Can you?
Like Joe, he could tell who smelt or not. I can see who's a cuck or
really?
Not. But I don't need to be into it to be able to tell. Yeah.
But those listening, based on...
They make based,
hold on,
another
hold
impression.
Hold on, I know you're loaded and everything, but other Americans can speak. I'm just saying, people that have listened to this show over the last couple of years, you have a certain passion, which you discuss that scenario that would lead some to believe
And I
that,
feel like sometimes you play a little loose with the cuck situation and say, oh, that's definitely a cuck situation.
Yeah, it seems like you have a
In my
passion,
early days, I did, yes.
You have a passion for this that perhaps you might be involved. I'm just, you know, just speaking off the cuff here.
It's just one of those passion projects, you know, you kind of sink your teeth into, you want to know more about.
Yeah, like Vinny Chase with Medellin.
What do you look for? How can you identify a cuck situation?
This is
today?
A difficult one. That's why I'm going to be writing a thesis and
a thesis.
Potential book. Yeah, I think people need to know. Again, they need to know.
But a thesis? Don't you turn that in like in grad school or something?
Well, I might go back to school and maybe kick it up a notch.
Become
and...
a cuck specialist.
That would be
so
hot.
That's your goal.
Joining us right now here is Darren Atkins, cuck specialist. He's live in St. Louis.
Is there a lot of need for that? People go in there for...
I highly doubt it, and I'm sure there has been books on cucks that I am unaware of. Yeah,
books on cucks. You have any books on cucks here at Barnes & Noble I can send?
That's what I'm saying. We, us three, the supposed broadcasters here, are terrible. We can't fill the show. It's people like Plowsy and Iggy that make this show good.
That's right.
Doug, Mrs. Swinghaven board member used Dr. Lund. Thanks, Swinghaven board member.
Dr. Lund for the nose job?
I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't specific as to what the surgery was.
So she did not go to Nose by Nyack.
I guess so.
All right. We can
nestled,
that one.
Nestled right there on the Hudson River.
It's correct.
Right by the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where's the Tappan Zee Bridge?
Rockland County. Connects Rockland and Westchester.
So, like, if I were driving north on the... Doug, watch this. West side. Okay. Highway. Think about that. You know who said that? Queen Bee.
No.
We were just talking about her. Bonnie and Clyde, 03, Hove and Bee.
You know, it's funny, I was driving with Queen Bee when I was much younger.
No.
And we got lost, so I couldn't even tell you how to... I can't even remember. I never really drove into the city. We took the bus.
Really?
Yeah, me and my little buddies.
Did the subway come by the place?
No, there was a bus that would take you right to the bus station. There's a subway that took you right wherever you wanted to go in the city. Pretty convenient. I'm thinking about it, too. I can't believe our parents let us go into the city as high schoolers on our own, especially the maturity level, which was zero.
The Tappan Zee Bridge sounds like a word they would have used in that old TV show Combat, the World War II show. Every now and then they'd go over to the German side and they'd be planning, and the Germans would say something like, come and see here. Wait a minute. That's not German. That's what the Tappan Zee Bridge sounds like.
That's the second worst comment. The other one was Elvis Costello. Tim, what do you
come
think? Just send
here.
A couple plays out?
Like I said, if I were still managing the station, Doug would have got me to go home a little early today. Say, hey, everything's fine. Just come back better tomorrow.
The Tappan Zee Bridge is like a faux German character saying, come and see here.
Yeah, that's what used to drive me nuts. I said, you can go ahead and talk English or just give us subtitles in German, but don't fake the language by saying things like, come and see here.
Also, apparently, the amount of people in Germany and England wearing monocles, very high percentage of the right. population, very
Didn't Churchill wear a monocle?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Guys, if there was a man I would want to watch me bang my wife from the foot of the bed, it would be Plowsy. Mm. You bring joy to my life. Hashtag watch me go, bro.
No.
That's from Scott's Wrinkle Ballsack. So you've been invited.
Yeah, I don't know if that was an invite. That is a good name for a book. Watch me go, bro.
Cut that off.
Be a good book.
I don't know how good it'd be.
Guys, Doug's going to be tapping the ass later. Thanks. No. It's from Neil Allen, Craig Puck.
Okay, that's enough.
We got a break. Trent Dilfer is going to join us coming up on the Appliances Counter phone line. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email today. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.